Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, with Superman unaware of what has happened at the Daily Planet, Jimmy Olsen is rushing headlong into the arms of danger.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, you can't measure good eating with a yardstick. But for extra good eating at breakfast, Kellogg's Pep certainly measures up. Yes, sir. Pep, the Sunshine cereal, sure is on the sunbeam when it comes to making breakfast a mighty slick treat. Has loads of keen, sparkling sunshine flavor, for one thing. A rare flavor that signals go-ahead to your appetite every time. Believe me, gang, the spoon that comes up filled with sunny, golden-toasted Kellogg's Pep goes right back for more. And in crispness and delicate tenderness, Pep is terrific. Every tender, crisp flake practically melts in your mouth. Why, if you're hep to Kellogg's Pep, you're hep to a smooth dish that keeps you busy until you've eaten up every last bit in your bowl, which is always a good idea because Pep is good for you. But it's especially important nowadays when we're sending cereal grains to fellows and girls overseas. So, gang, when Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's, make sure it's not wasted. If you pour your own Pep, pour it carefully and polish off every bit you pour out. Pass the word along to the rest of your family, too. Make it your habit to eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
Now, the adventures of Superman. When, on the strength of certain letters, the Daily Planet accused Martin Higgins, a candidate for mayor of Metropolis, of being in league with criminals who encouraged juvenile delinquency, Higgins countered with a charge of slander and sued the paper for $1 million. Then, when they learned that their evidence against Higgins had disappeared, stolen, as we know, by a juvenile delinquent named Mary Hennig, also known as Chickie, our friends felt their cause was lost. Suspicious of Mary, Clark Kent went in search of her that evening. But meanwhile, Lois Lane had caught the thieving girl red-handed in the darkened newspaper office. And in the ensuing struggle, Mary struck Lois on the head with a heavy paperweight. Then, terrified at the thought of having committed murder, she phoned Al Vincent, a henchman of Higgins, who had forced her to steal the letters. Vincent sent two of his thugs to the planet, and they were about to carry the unconscious Lois away when Jimmy Olsen arrived to call for her. Mary and the two men hid behind the door. And as we continue now, Jimmy, seeing Lois lying motionless on the floor of her office, rushes to her aid. As he enters the office, the two men spring out from behind the door. Listen.
Okay, Louis. Let him have it.
Yeah.
That takes care of him.
Yeah. He went out like a light.
What did you do to Jimmy?
Fixed him so he can't bother us, that's what. But we better take him along. He's seen too much. There, I got him. Now you carry the dame, Louis.
Yeah. What's that? Let's go.
Lead the way, Chickie.
Where to?
The storeroom where the fire escape is. Go on, move.
Wait. Where are you going to take him?
Where do you suppose? Tell Vincent.
Oh.
Well, come on.
What do you think he'll do to him?
How do we know?
What do you care what he does to him?
Not only... Well, I don't want to get mixed up in no...
Shut up and get moving. We got to get out of here fast.
Meanwhile, unaware of what has happened to Lois and Jimmy, Editor Perry White is in the office of Police Inspector Henderson.
Inspector, you've got to find those letters. You've got to. Well, Martin Higgins will win this $1 million damage suit against us. The Daily Planet will be ruined.
I realize it, but you can't expect the police to protect you from that.
All right, then. Oh, I'm hoarse now from trying to sell you from that angle. Well, now look at it this way. If those letters aren't recovered, Higgins will very likely be elected mayor. Now, you don't want to see that happen, do you?
Personally, no. But my job has nothing to do with politics, Mr. White.
Who's talking about politics? This thing goes beyond politics. I told you those letters prove that Higgins does business with criminals. That he's pledged to kill the slum clearance bill.
I know.
Do I have to remind you that those rat-trap tenements in the slums are the breeding place of juvenile delinquency?
If you'll listen a moment.
Do I have to remind you, the police inspector, that juvenile delinquency is the number one problem in this country? Do you want a mayor who takes bribes from the rats who promote it?
Now look, Mr. White, I know my duty. You can skip the soapbox orations.
Soapbox orations? What were you...
Now, look, you've already lost your voice.
Oh.
And losing your temper won't help either. I told you we're doing everything possible to recover the letters. My men are investigating the members of your staff right now.
My staff? Well, what's the idea?
Because the thief must be a member of your staff.
Oh, nonsense. My people have been with me for years. I know all of them. They're not thieves.
Well, one of them must be. By your own admission, you were in the city room when you told Jim Olson to put the letters in a certain file in the clipping board and put the key in your desk. There are thousands of files there. No outsider could have known where to look.
Oh.
One of your employees overheard you...
Oh, nonsense, I say.
No, it isn't nonsense.
What? Who said that?
I did, Chief. Hello, Inspector.
Hi, Kent.
Oh, it's you, Kent. Now, where have you been?
Hi. Hey, what's the matter with your voice? A cold?
Oh, never mind. Never mind. Now, look. You've got to help me knock some sense into Henderson's head. He's wasting time investigating the planet staff while whoever stole the letters gets away.
Well, a member of the staff must have stolen them, Chief.
What? You two?
No one else could have known where they were.
That's what I've been trying to tell him.
Oh, baloney. One of Higgins' spies might have been in the city room and overheard me. It's a big place and lots of people were around.
A stranger wouldn't have been permitted into the clipping morgue, nor into your office to get the key to the file out of your desk.
But...
No, Chief. No, the thief was known to be a member of the staff, so her movements weren't questioned or even noticed.
Her? You know it was a woman, Kent?
Yes, I'm pretty sure I know who did it, Inspector.
Well, who? Who?
I want Lois to hear this. We need her help. Where is she, Chief?
How do I know? And what do you need her for?
Well, we do need her. Where'd she go from here?
She wasn't here.
She wasn't? Why, I spoke to Jim some time ago. He was going to pick up Lois at the planet and come right over.
Neither Miss Lane nor Jim were here tonight, Kent.
Well, that's
but listen,
strange.
I...
Did they phone?
No, they didn't. And never mind them right now. You say you know who stole the letters?
Well, that can wait. Right now I'm worried about Lois and Jim. They should have been here to keep an appointment with me. Besides, I told Jim I might bring the guilty person with me. They wouldn't have missed that.
Oh, stop worrying. Stop worrying. Something else must have come up. Now, look.
Just a moment, Chief. Wait a minute. May I use your phone, Inspector?
Go right ahead.
Thanks.
Blasted, Kent. Will you stop stalling and tell us what you know?
Huh? Oh, you want the name of the thief?
No. No, I want the name of your barber.
Barber?
Confound it. If you don't get start talking, I...
Here it is. I'm pretty sure the thief is Mary Hennig.
What?
Mary who?
Mary Hennig.
Well, who's she?
The youngster we just hired. 15-year-old girl who...
Kent, are you out of your mind?
Well, not at all.
Just who is this girl, Kent?
Well, she's a nice youngster. Friend of Lois's. She had no more stolen letters than I did.
Nobody answers at the planet.
No, of course not. Everyone went home hours ago.
No.
Who are you calling now?
Lois's apartment.
Why do you suspect this Hennig girl, Kent?
Well, I became suspicious of her last night, Inspector, after the raid on Al Vincent's pawn shop had been tipped off. See, she was in the office with Mr. White, Lois, Jim, and me when we were discussing it. And nobody else knew about it. Now, I
the
simply...
police knew about it. The leak might have come from there.
Now, look, Mr.
Else...
White, I don't like
skip
that.
Skip it, Inspector, skip it. I was about to say we knew that Vincent's pawn shop is a hangout for juvenile delinquents where he teaches them to steal and then buys the stolen stuff from them. Now, my hunch is that Mary...
this Hennig girl is a juvenile delinquent working for Vincent and Higgins, eh?
Exactly.
Nonsense, nonsense. Lois doesn't take juvenile delinquents for friends.
Well, Lois was fooled just the way the rest of us were. I just want to ask her one question. That'll prove whether I'm right or wrong.
Well, where are you going to find her?
I don't know. She's apparently not at her apartment either. I don't like this. Where is she and where's Jim?
Oh, don't worry about them. They're not babies.
Well,
now,
I am worried. I'm going to look for them. I'll see you later.
We'll be back in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, clear the decks for action, gang. Here comes this week's pep dish of the week. And it's a surefire way to make your appetite wake up and take action come breakfast time. You ready? Here's the new pep dish of the week. Black raspberry ringer. And here's how you make it. You start off with your regular serving of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal. Then take plump, juicy black raspberries and make a ring of them on top, you know, right around the edge of your bowl. Add milk and sugar and pitch into your black raspberry ringer. Sure does ring the bell with your morning appetite. Pep does the trick, you know. Kellogg's Pep tastes so sunny and golden and terrific, it's a natural for a breakfast treat any day in the week. Pep's tender crispness teams up swell with those juicy berries, too. Makes a dish that you'll want to concentrate on until you've polished off every last spoonful. And that's one way to keep from wasting pep. And another way is to pour it out carefully. You see, nowadays, the cereal grains are being sent to fellows and girls all over the world. Keep that in mind when Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's. Don't waste it. And say, kind of keep an eye on your younger brothers and sisters, too. Tell everybody in your family, Eat all your pep. Don't waste it.
Worried when Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen failed to appear at police headquarters, Clark Kent, who, as we know, is Superman, went to the Daily Planet to search for them. But Lois and Jimmy are now in a basement room of a shabby tenement building guarded by Al Vincent's henchmen, Steve and Louie. In a room of the apartment above, Al Vincent is questioning Mary Hennig.
You sure nobody seen you when you came down the fire escape at the planet, Chickie?
No, it was dark and the fire escape's in the alley. But listen, Al,
Well, you done a good job getting all the letters, kid. You almost balled it up sucking that dame. But you see, I took care of you. It's like I told you, kid. While you're working with me, you got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, but I...
Well, we sitting pretty. Marty Higgins will collect a lot of dough from the Daily Planet, put them out of business so they can't bother him no more, and be elected mayor, too. Oh, then we'll be sitting on top of the world, Chickie.
Sure, but how about Lois Lane and Jim Olsen? What are you going to do to them?
I'll take care of them. Don't worry.
What do you mean you'll take care of them?
Don't worry, I tell you. I got a little scheme dreamed up to get rid of them and make it look like they had a little accident.
You mean you're going to kill him?
Who, me? No. I said they were going to have an accident.
Oh, you can't. That'll be murder.
So what? Marty Higgins and I don't play for peanuts. There's big dough on the line here. Big dough. Those two just happened to be in our way. So we put them out of the way, that's all.
But I told you I don't want to get mixed up in no murders.
You told me.
Yeah. Besides, I like Miss Lane. She was good to me. She's okay.
She was good to you. Why, you dopey kid. Don't you know that if you hadn't slugged her tonight, she'd have had you in the clink by now?
I don't care. You can't kill her, Al.
Be smart, you little sap. Don't you realize if we don't get rid of her, you'll do a long stretch? Or maybe even go to the chair.
The chair? Me?
Yeah, you. You helped kidnap her tonight. And the Olsen kid, too. Kidnappers get the chair in this state, baby, see?
But I didn't mean to do nothing except steal the letters. I didn't want to get mixed up in...
Try telling that to the judge and see how far you get. You're in this up to your neck, Chickie. And the only way you can save your neck is by playing ball with me. If you do that, you got nothing to worry about. But the minute you get any other ideas, remember, there's a hot seat waiting for you.
Terrified, Mary Hennig stares at the ruthless pawnbroker, and then looks wildly around the room like an animal seeking a way out of a steel trap. Too late, she has learned what lies at the end of the juvenile delinquency trail. And what chance is there for Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen, as even now Superman stands puzzled in the darkened Daily Planet city room, wondering what has happened to his friends. Tomorrow's episode is fast and exciting, gang, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station, as the Man of Steel tries to close in on the dangerous criminals who seek to control Metropolis and defile its youth.
Remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines, and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, if you want your dog to tag right along with the gang, if you want him to be strong and husky, don't let him eat just to fill up. Mix his scraps of meat and fat in with Kellogg's Grow Pup dog food. Then just see if you don't get congratulations on what a fine dog you have. Grow Pup has what it takes to help keep a dog hitting on all fours. And it's full of swell, meaty flavor dogs like. Besides, there are three different kinds of Grow Pup. Grow Pup Ribbon, Grow Pup Meal, and Grow Pup Pellets. Ask Mother to start feeding your dog Kellogg's Grow Pup today. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.